This episode is brought to you by Home Team Inspection Service. When you partner with Home Team, you're getting more than a home inspection. You're delivering the home team experience. With a team approach, fast turnarounds, and package options that include home inspection warranties, Home Team helps real estate pros stand out. Plus, many locations now offer pay at close, giving your clients flexibility when they need it most. Schedule your next inspection with confidence at hometeam.com.
Not spending money, living by a budget, allowed me to save money so that I could have the right to say no. So I say no all the time. And it is the most freeing experience ever. One lady told me, well, what we know is that Marky ain't free and she ain't cheap.
Well, hello, friends. It is Julia Lachey, and this is the Color of Money podcast. We have a very, very special guest. So special, I almost forgot to introduce my co-host. It's Julia Lachey. I'm here with my boy, Daniel. We are missing Bo and Emmerich today, but that's okay because we are here with none other than the Marky Lemons Ryle. Wait, I'm going to attempt to read her bio, and then we'll let you know what we're going to be talking about today. She is one of 100 speakers selected out of over 1,300 to speak at the Realtor Conference and Expo, not once, not twice, but 10 times, with high program evaluations and an Inman closing keynote speaker. Marky Lemons Ryle is a licensed managing broker, realtor, avid volunteer, major investor, president's circle, federal political coordinator, podcast host of Drive with NAR, and Social Selling Made Simple. 30 times published author, 6 times international best-selling author, Marky Lemons Ryle is dedicated to all things real estate. With 30 plus years, that's kind of telling your age, Marky, but with 30 plus years of marketing and education experience, Marky has taught over 1 million people, not 100, not 1,000, I said 1 million people since 1993. She holds some degrees, she does some other stuff, but if you are in real estate and you have never taken a class from Marky, I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've been doing or what rock you've been hiding under, but she is our special guest today. Welcome, Marky.
Thank you for having me over here to talk about the color of this money, baby. Yes, thank you.
And Daniel, you actually just are one of those people who was under a rock. You just met Marky today. And already in this short time, Marky has been preaching and teaching. I actually joked I was going to let her do her own intro and then go ahead and just teach the class, preach the sermon, and collect the offering.
But, amen.
But Marky, what are you here to talk to us about today?
Today, we're going to talk about real estate. But I also thought that maybe we could talk about wealth creation. And what I have to remind people about all the time, this year, my family has celebrated 70 years of being in business. And if you come to the south side of the city of Chicago and you on 75th Street, you are on the new honorary James B. Lemons Way, because my granddaddy sold more pork rib tips than anybody else in this city and has been inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And as I think about the color of money, my grandfather and 3 of his brothers were all self-made millionaires. And my grandfather did not graduate from 8th grade. But what he believed in was excellence, and he educated his children, his grandchildren, and even his great-grandchildren. So when you see me in the world of real estate, I come from the hospitality business. So I'm used to working very long hours, but I'm standing on the shoulder of giants, and they anticipated the best, but they also wanted me to give the best. So oftentimes, I had stopped telling my story because I wanted to be self-made, a woman created on her own 2 feet. And I've done that. And so now I'm sharing, where did it come from? Because people are like, you work so hard. Girl, this ain't nothing compared to the hospitality business when you got an aquarium style barbecue and it's 115 degrees in the restaurant and you can't turn on air because the smoke would come back into the restaurant, right? And so I don't know, real estate, wealth building, AI.
Well, you are known as the AI queen. I attempted to take a couple AI classes from you, and I tried to pretend like I was keeping up. But you are known as the AI queen. People from all over the world invite you to come and talk about AI. How does that relate to what you do in real estate?
when we think about real estate, this is a lead generation business. It's a sales position that allows us to cultivate relationships, but it's a lead generation business. And when I'm leveraging artificial intelligence, it allows me to create more content and disseminate it than my competitors. The goal right now today is to be in the palm of the hand of the consumer, because the mobile device is the one thing that people don't leave home without. You know, growing up, we probably heard don't leave home without it, and it meant American Express. Well, that American Express card is now in the wallet on our mobile device. So to me, in order to reduce my marketing cost, in order to have net income, in order to invest in my Roth and my SEP IRA and all the other investments I have, then I need to create content and net the most money. If not, I'll be working for life, and that's not my intentions. It's not a part of my plan. So we're leveraging AI in order to create content that resonates with buyers and sellers in our marketplace, to get them off of social media over to a landing page, and for them to give us their information in exchange for an item of value, so that we can be that first real estate agent they come in contact with, which means they're more likely going to do business with us. And so that's why we're leveraging it. In the first 6 months of me personally using AI, my tech stack is $40 a month. I was able to increase my productivity by 261%. That led to a 283% increase to my household income. And here's what's amazing. Last month, the month of October 2024, is my number one gross month ever. And we more than doubled the 283% increase. It would not have happened without artificial intelligence. I wasn't even on the right path. I didn't even know how much content I needed to create, but I'm on it now.
Well, talk a little bit like strategically, like tactically, how do you do that? How did that increase happen? What kind of content are you putting out there to attract, and what items of value do you give to people?
So let me give you an example that actually dates back over a decade when we think about the content. There's a gentleman by the name of Dale Chumbly. Dale Chumbly is the past state president for Washington Realtors. Over a decade ago, he was on Inman's 100 Most Influential People in Real Estate. The content that he put out over a decade ago is still generating him visibility and leads right now. For 365 days, every single day, Dale posted a blog post. Had nothing to do with real estate. It was the Clark County Guide. So every single day, consecutively for that calendar year, he put out a piece of content. His post included a 30-second or less video, three photos, and a paragraph. And he changed his business for what we now know is more than a decade. Everybody talks to me about they don't want to come across as being salesy. No seller has ever told any real estate agent to not be salesy and get in their household. No one ever, right? So at the end of the day, if I am not successful in marketing myself and what it is that I do, how do I successfully market and sell your home? So we're leveraging artificial intelligence to identify the content, create the content, translate the content to Spanish, since Spanish is the second most spoken language in our country, and in a lot of municipalities will become the number one most spoken language in the next decade.
Yeah.
We're using it for audio to text, text to image. So we create all our own images. I can speak them into existence on my mobile device. And then we download that image and we turn it into a video using tools like Studio DID if I wanted to talk, or using tools like Runway if I want to animate it. Now, here's the true value. If a real estate agent wants to earn a six-figure income, or for every $100,000 they want to earn, they need to put out 1,066 words of content per day. A picture is worth 1,000 words. 1 minute of video content is worth 1.8 million words. So one of the reasons I'm so visible in the city of Chicago is because I am consistently putting out more content than my creators, because you can never look me in my face and tell me you don't know what it is I do for a living.
That's good and very true.
Yeah. Like, that's an insult. If I'm in a sales and marketing position, you need to know who I am. And not only do I want you to know who I am, more importantly, I want you to know what I do. And I can do all that for $40 a month. And I can talk it into existence. I don't even have to stop to type. The ease of using these tools is as easy as it will ever get up till this day, right? And you can use some of them for free. So we don't have a cost barrier to entry. Yeah.
Which ones do you think we should be using for free?
I think you should use ChatGPT for free. Or if you're not using ChatGPT and you're a big Google user, use Gemini. Or if you're a big Microsoft user, use Copilot. For complex situations, use Perplexity. So you got four tools that you can use to get you started. I do pay $20 per month for ChatGPT because I just want to know the differences, right? So I'm using $20 for ChatGPT. I spend $10 a month on a tool called MidJourney because MidJourney to me creates the most realistic photos. And I download my photos from MidJourney and I use a tool called Studio DID. It's $10 a month. It adds voices, multiple languages to any of those images. So I make images talk. I can make them sound like me and I have my voice transcribed into four different languages. And for $10 a month, so now you have your tutorial videos. If you are looking to go into other marketplaces that speak a different language, all on that one platform. So for me, ChatGPT, MidJourney, and Studio DID are my three go-to every single day tools.
I love that. And I knew you would be able to do just that because like you said, nobody can look you in your face and say they don't know who you are and what you do. Nobody can say they spent 5 minutes with Marky Lemons and didn't leave with some tools or resources to make more money today. It didn't happen. It never happened. If you say it happened, it was a lie, right?
The lies they out here telling.
Yeah.
Now, Marky, why do you think this is so hard for people to adapt? Like, why aren't more people leaning in? And do you think it's a community thing? Do you think it's a demographic thing? This seems like such a niche that a lot of people don't even like open the door to even understand how they can utilize it.
I'm going to go back. I think that we are in an industry, and let me say this, it doesn't matter if we're in this industry or a different industry. There are a lot of people who want to be entrepreneurs who don't understand what that looks like. Okay, so I tell people all the time, don't be an entrepreneur for the sake of saying you're an entrepreneur. Be an entrepreneur because it is going to provide you with net income to fuel your dreams. Okay, so, you know, we're real big on gross income. But people don't follow the numbers. So my utilization of technology did not even truly start until I read the 2006 profile of buyers and sellers from the National Association of Realtors. And at that time, it told me that in 1995, 2% of consumers were using the internet as a source of information. But when I was reading that report, that number had gone from 2% to 80%. So I did a Google search for my name and my name came up fewer than 10 times. Instantly, I realized I was hanging out in the wrong place. That meant that not only did I need to start leveraging technology, okay, but it also meant that I needed to let some things go. What was I letting go? My automobile being wrapped, bus benches, billboards, classified ad that ran every single day in the back of the Sun-Times. Right. Those were the things that I needed to stop. And then I needed to adjust. Right. And because I'd had the opportunity to do that in 2006 and I was leading the pack then on using Facebook and things of that nature, it has just continued. So now when I see something, I'm like, let me see what the numbers say. Oh, the numbers say this. And the ultimate goal, I probably have never said this before, and I won't mention any names. There are some real estate agents that I had decided very early I did not want to be like. And let me be clear. I don't want to be 60, putting on a Spanx, high heel shoes, and a face full of makeup with my good lace front weave on to go and show somebody a house. I'm clear what I don't want my future to look like. I want to be 60 with some grandkids, the best Lululemon, something warm and fuzzy, the coldest sneakers out at the time with a crossbody bag and a bunch of time to spare. That's what I want for me. So I made changes to how I was doing business based on what I wanted my future to look like. And 2006 was the starting point. You're not getting lace front and, you know, a face full of makeup from me at 60, unless I'm going to a gala. But like, and you know, you come home from them galas, baby, you walk up the front steps, you got them shoes in your hand. You don't care if you get runs in them stockings. You throwing that spank across the room. You like, I'll see you in 6 months at the next gala. It was just, I didn't want that for myself.
I am one of those people, Danielle. I'm one of those people. I have a hard time adapting to it. And I know that I probably, I think you said more than 10X your business if I was using the right tools, you know, and making more income if I was using the right tools. How does one even begin the journey of learning what we should be doing to increase our income so we can be building wealth?
Well, one, so my parents were teen parents. My mother was 17. My father was 19. And by the time I was born, my grandparents were all in their 40s. One of my grandmothers worked part-time and the other one didn't work anymore. And we have to decide we cannot have fear of missing out. We cannot spend the money. And I am just baffled not spending money, first and foremost, living by a budget, allowed me to save money so that I could have the right to say no. So I say no all the time, right? And it is the most freeing experience ever. One lady told me, last week, she says, well, what we know is that Marky ain't free and she ain't cheap. But me, but here's the thing. Me not spending money put me in the position to say no to free and cheap, right? So it starts with a sacrifice. And I saw my grandmothers make that sacrifice because I'm looking at two uneducated women, the housekeeper and the cashier. One died at 63. The other one died at 59. And they had deeds, titles, cash, and credit. Something we're not even seeing. That the idea to be able to die and your house is paid for and you're 63 and you're 59, right? This is unheard of. But they made a sacrifice. They said, no, my grandmothers didn't have the same maintenance schedule that I have. You know, they had a bottle of Revlon. They were sitting on that couch covered in plastic and they were doing their own pedicures and manicures. You get into the grandmamas, right? They had the hot comb. They had a set of clippers. My grandmother wasn't going to get individual lashes. That woman could slay a lash in a minute, baby. That sucker be on and she be flickering, okay? And so when I'm looking at them, I'm realizing your grandmothers made a sacrifice and they said no. And my grandmamas always had money. Always. The reason it's a lamb's barbecue is because the housekeeper saved the money. The reason my other grandfather could go get a Mercedes off the gray market, then send it back to New York for them to convert it was because of the part-time cashier. So we got to change our habits. But let me give you an example. And when you get it, you can't spend it, right? So I was a partner in the KW franchise, me, Dr. Rita Glass, Zeke Morris, Keller Williams, High Park. So the whole idea behind profit share residual income, I take my residual income. I have never spent my exit residual income. Well, let me clarify. I took $12,500 in 2019 to hire a publisher. That book became an international bestseller in the first 30 days. It allowed me to double my speaking fees. I put the money back. Okay. That right there, though, in that podcast creates the majority of the content that I put out. So right now, when that money comes to me in order to reduce my taxable income, it goes directly into my self-employment pension plan, my SEP IRA. So I'm taking these different streams of income, and you got to have multiple, but you got to say no at first, right? To start fueling, what is the long term? Are you willing to say no for the long term? And Julia, what we're not honest about, and our generation can be the first to be honest about this, we're not telling people to save their money in order to live this fabulous retirement life, because for most people, that's unheard of today. I'm telling people to save their money so that they can age gracefully, because aging is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
We used to just probably wash our face, you know, Dove soap and put some lotion on. Now we got retinol, vitamin C, under eye cream. My glasses all got progressive lenses. The cost of glasses is double what they were for me 15 years ago. Never wore braces, but I sleep in an Invisalign so my teeth don't shift and I don't grind. You got to change them suckers out. I got to notice tomorrow. Change your Invisalign out, right? All of this aging, you aging gracefully, no one talked about the true cost. So in building wealth, you're really dictating how you're going to age.
Home Team Inspection Service is changing the way agents and clients experience home inspections. Their team-based model, streamlined scheduling, and bundled packages, including home inspection warranties, make the process smoother from contract to closing. And with Pay at Close available in many locations, you can give your buyers more peace of mind with less upfront cost. Choose the team that works with yours. Visit hometeam.com to learn more.
So where does one start, though? What are we saying no to? What do we start with the SEP IRA? Do we start with the savings account? I think I've seen so many people, not even just agents, but so many people struggle with, what is the first step that I got to do to be able to be on this journey? Because, Mark, you've been doing it for the last decade, for two decades, three decades. Like, you get it. What do all these people need to do tomorrow to start them on that journey?
First thing they got to tell themselves is they are going to get over FOMO. Fear of missing out. Mm-hmm. It's real.
Yeah.
I was raised as an only child, even though I have three younger brothers. Okay. So me being by myself and not doing what other people do has never been a problem for me. Right. But if you feel compelled, you got to do everything someone else does. And because of the internet, you think that this is their true life. You're never going to save money because you're doing what everyone else does. I'll give you an example. When we go to the realtor legislative meetings or even NAR Next, they have all these events. It's the most fabulous thing in the world, right? A lot of things you don't see me at. And I'm going to tell you why. If I'm not willing to pay to do it here at home, I'm not going to let you pay for me to do it away. So I don't really like crowds. I don't like standing in lines. Certain stars I'm not paying to go see anyway. Don't like they genre music. Just because you offer it as part of the registration does not mean that I'm supposed to attend, because I wouldn't have paid for that for myself separately. They could start right there. What truly brings you joy? And if you should do it or not, just because you see somebody else do it, stop it. I don't do nothing I don't want to do. And I don't encourage my husband to either. He's so tired of real estate talk. It ugs his nerves. The only thing you're going to see him at is President's Circle. So he's going to be at the Ritz-Carlton in March so that he can golf. He even got a golf crew. That's when you're going to see Stephen. Once a year. Because not only do I not do what I don't want to do, I want a happy spouse. I don't encourage him to do it either.
Power of no.
Yeah. He's so happy. You got to say no. People are just miserable. You can tell they're miserable. And they just saying yes. Nope, don't want to do that. And you got to sit down and get honest with yourself. Oh, I don't like doing that. I don't like doing that either. Why would I do that? I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to go up to my hotel room. I'm going to go to bed. But you're going to see me at 8 a.m. with a smile on my face, just as bright and happy, asking people, you need me to get you some coffee? Being of service.
Well, you know, I think to Daniel's point, though, I think at this point in your career, you may have the luxury of doing that. What about a new agent who just started? Because I would hate for them to mishear what you're saying and decide they don't like lead generation. There's a certain point where you get to be able to make those decisions, right?
Oh, let me tell you this. You better like lead generation every single day. And I'm going to die lead generating.
It's literally your job. Your job's not showing houses or writing contracts. It's literally your job.
I'm going to lead generate. I'm going to put out some video content every single day with a call to action, a photo every single day with a call to action. And I'm going to do that till the day I die. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm going to be licensed till the day I die, because I want to earn referral and residual income until the day that I die. And that's a part of my legacy. So when I draw my last breath, not the 10%, but 7% goes to my heirs. And so lead generation is your job. That's the first thing we do every single day. Every single day is lead generation. And if you haven't lead generated today, you haven't earned the opportunity to do anything else. That is the job. And the person with the most leads earns the most money. Now, Julia knows this, Daniel. I have a 28-year-old son who's a second-generation realtor, sixth-generation entrepreneur. Sent the boy to Howard University. He got a degree in finance, came out of college, went to work for Accenture. Always wanted to be a real estate broker. Told me at 7, okay? He was playing until December the 19th, 2023. Because what I'm not going to do is take care of a grown man. Like, that's just anti-marky, okay. Right? And right. As I tell him, I'm over here with your daddy laid up and got him taking care of me. What I look like helping to support you. And so what he understands now, and he's actually exceeded expectations. He posts a good video once a week on Instagram. He's generated 1,500 leads in less than a year. And he'll close the year out right at about $200,000 in gross earned income. He did six figures in 6 months, but that did not happen for his business until he started to generate leads. Now he understands, oh, I got to generate. Yeah, if you want to live the life you want to live, he gets it, right? The light bulb went out, and the more leads I generate, the more money I can earn. Mm-hmm. What you going to do every single day? Lead generate. I tell people they should be where their target audience is. And so for me, my target audience is 80% female. Number one age bracket is 45 to 54. My son's target audience is hitting right at 30. Most of his friends and target, they're college graduates. Let me point something out. So my son is 28. Another young gentleman in our office. My son last month was number one in units sold year to date. This month he's number two because he had a slow month. But he'll probably end the year based on what he has at number one. So number four is another young gentleman who ran for mayor of the city of Chicago. But the other young gentleman has a lower price point. So no matter what he sells, right, my son is going to beat him in volume. Okay. And as I explained to him, Skylar leverages going to Howard and being a member of a Divine Nine fraternity to his benefit, which then means that most of his friends are consultant. They generally tend to earn a six-figure income. So you got to understand. So he's Instagram and TikTok, right? So you want to be where your clients are. One, to understand what's the hottest topic to talk about, you know, like the term demure. Or better yet, this week is all about Glorilla, baby, because what we're doing is $50,000 Chanel shopping sprees, because anytime I walk in, I ATE, right? My money long, right? So you got to have that latest terminology to hit with them. But I am hanging out online where my friends are willing to tell me all their business in real time. And then I take an action based on what they tell me is important to them.
Yeah, that's powerful.
It is good. And so, Mark, you have so many things you've already talked about and hit us with. Like I mentioned when we were offline, I said on this podcast, the Color of Money podcast, we talk about leadership, which we haven't even got into all your leadership roles. We talk about real estate sales business, which I think I mentioned in the bio, the intro, that you own a Exit Realty franchise. And we haven't talked about that. And obviously, sales business, you know. And there's wealth building, which we've hit on. And then there's development. And so, for someone like you who is a powerful influencer in the leadership realm, you are leadership, somebody who is running a very highly successful real estate business. Clearly, all of these things are helping you build wealth. We have a lot of listeners who really are at the beginning of their careers or at the beginning of their wealth journeys. They've tuned in for us to show them the way and help them know what do they need to be to show up to be a Marky. How do they show up to be a leader? How do they show up to have a successful business? And you mentioned something before we went online, and I can't remember exactly what it was, Daniel, maybe we could help me, but something to the effect of mindset or people not understanding. What was it, Daniel?
Underestimating you.
Yes, underestimating. That's what I wanted you to talk about. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so
you got to say it the way you did offline.
I said it. Don't worry about it. probably 99% of the rooms that I walk in, I am the shortest, darkest, roundest person with the least amount of hair. And I am not confused that I run circles around people when it comes to productivity. But I'm always showing up as the mid-aged, overweight woman. And when people think of Black, short hair, overweight, it is for them the absolute opposite of anything meaning good or great, right? So I'm there to defy the odds. I defy the odds all the time. And then when we throw AI in, oh my God. So I get to look at people's faces and I get to see the transformation in their face standing at the front of the room, right? Or when they start leaning in, or the fact that the previous speaker, they weren't sitting up looking, but when I'm on the stage, they sitting up, they looking, they leaning in. But they had underestimated me before, because I can see the slouch rise up, or the smile on the face, or the change in the eyes. The energy of the room is changing. So there's not a lot of high expectations for me, period. Okay. But I'm clear what I want. And what I don't allow people to do is talk me down off of what the numbers say is possible. You're not getting ready to come and shoot my dream down. I'm just not doing my dream with you. That's how that works, right? Because I got numbers that say this is humanly possible. And because my granddaddy came from Mississippi with nothing and was successful in the manner in which he was successful, I know that anything is possible. So you can't talk Jane Lemon's granddaughter down off of her dreams. And I've had CEOs tell me, yeah, Marky, you told them 10 years ago exactly what you was going to do. And that's exactly what you've done. And I'm talking about some of the biggest brands, because I've been very clear and have articulated what it is that I'm going to do. But let me tell you what that means that I show up as. If we looked at my high school memory book, I told my 17-year-old self, first of all, you're going to be married, driving an expensive foreign car with two kids. All that's true. Okay. I then said, you will be the most successful at your chosen occupation. But I also knew I was going to be an entrepreneur. That was already in there as well. Right. And so because I tell people no, I have the ability to show up as the best version of myself, because I believe their riches and niches. They need to understand what it is that they want to do. They need to put it in writing, and they need to put themselves in circles where people fuel them. And sometimes that means you have to let your old friends go. Sometimes that means you only need to see your family on Thanksgiving and Christmas. You got to make some motion, okay? I don't allow my friends or my family to dictate my growth, including my spouse. Tell you this little funny story. My mother met my husband before she had passed away. When I married my husband, my mother passed away the week before. So my mother says to me, she says, you know what, Marky? Stephen, I think that's going to be your husband. She says, but I need you to make me a promise. She said, I see women all the time lose themselves inside of their husband. She said, but you got your own dreams, your own goals, and your own aspirations. I don't want you to try to change Stephen. She says, however, I don't want you to stop your dreams, goals, and aspirations. She said, so Stephen should have to make a decision. Either Stephen get tired of holding on and he catch up, or Stephen get tired of holding on and he let go. But you don't make that decision for him. Now, this is what my mama told me. I said, okay. The joke in my house is that Stephen is holding on for dear life. Because what I'm doing is living the dreams, the goals, and the aspirations. But what most people don't understand is because of the stability my husband brings, I'm allowed the opportunity to dream, to go out here. This is his house. I live up in his house. I follow his rules, but I'm sugar mama. So I get to go and dream and bring these. And he goes with whatever I go with because he's holding on for dear life. But when I cross the front door after, you know, 100 nights on the year, I'm in Stephen's house, this Stephen's house.
You preaching, Marky.
I'm just saying, look, I don't know what a mortgage payment look like. The only reason I know what the mortgage payment is now is because the man got the rebate check because the taxes went down And he wanted me to know that, one, he got the check, and that, two, the mortgage payment was less. That's the only reason I even know what the last figure is. I'm not looking for it. Look, that's the bill that I just set to the side. It come in, I put over in his file, because I'm not responsible for that bill, right? But I'm sugar mama. I'm going to make everything sweeter and better around the house. But I got that from my grandmamas. And we talking about the housekeeper and mm-hmm. the part-time cashier mm-hmm. who had deeds, titles, cash, and credit.
I like that. And so I think before our listeners joined us, I said, Marky, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, preach the sermon, and call the offering. But friends, the doors of the church are open. What is the call to action, Marky? What is the call to action?
The call to action is, I would hope that over the next 90 days that the listeners start to embrace artificial intelligence, going back to their business plan and allowing it to act at the roles that you need in order to be successful. And you can use it for free. So leveraging free tools to free yourself.
I heard that. Well, you've been wonderful, and this has been great. And we certainly will have you back when Emory is able to join us maybe next time. But for everyone listening, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Daniel. And especially thank you, Marky.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marky. Great having you.
Follow the Color of Money podcast today and get notified when new episodes are released weekly.
Be part of this transformative listening experience.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information. Any text or materials generated by artificial intelligence, AI, should be reviewed for accuracy and reliability, as there may be errors, omissions, or inaccuracies. The use of generative AI is subject to limitations, including the availability and quality of the training data used to train the AI model used. Users should exercise caution and independently verify any information or output generated by the AI system utilized, and should apply their own judgment and critical thinking when interpreting and utilizing the outputs of generative AI.